Let's as we prepare communion, you know, I've been really struggling because I'm watching churches explode and full of, coming into contact with people, you know, $300,000 houses to the pastor, instant salary the first day he walks into the church, the denomination or whatever. And I'm struggling here with this fellowship. And God has really been working in my life here. And this is how he did it in my life. Hebrews 11. I want all of us to read this. Hebrews 11. The end of the chapter. Verse 33. Hebrews 11. Oh, I love this. Who through faith, that's us, subdued kingdoms and worked righteousness and obtained promises and stopped the mouths of lions and quenched the violence of fire and escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness were made strong and became valiant in battle. Turned to flight the armies of the aliens, women, receive their dead, raised to life again. Oh, that's unfaithful. Man, those are great people of God, man, with faith. Well, look at what God's done in through their lives. And then it goes on with some more people of faith. You see? No change in the way God's looking at them. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Others had trial of mockings and scourgings, yes, and of chains and imprisonment. Stoned, they were sawn in two, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom this world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains and dens and of caves. And all of them, that means all, those that subdued kingdoms and those that were sawn in half, all of them obtained a good testimony through faith. Yeah, you know, it don't matter. It doesn't matter if we're a big or a small church. It doesn't matter if we're ministering to very affluent people and have all kinds of money to support ministries all over the world, or if we're a very poor church and we take in the broken and the recovering homosexual and prostitute and the blind and the lame and the sick and the poor, and we don't have those resources. It doesn't matter, see. You could be the one called to affliction, or you could be the one called to the subduing kingdoms. But God says, are you going to persevere? Because you believe, in fact, the word, it is the truth. Are you willing to? When Jesus, go ahead, Jim, come on up and let's pass out the communion elements. Those words of Hebrew really struck me, that our Savior, Are we above Him? The sufferings, the afflictions we may be experiencing or haven't yet, but may. If He, are we better than Him? But Jesus, on the night He was going to be betrayed with His brother that He had shared bread with, and all the demons of hell were going to stand around Him and mock Him as His body was put through the mill, broken for us. He said, do this in remembrance of Me. Do this in remembrance of Me. So He broke the bread, see? He broke the bread. He's saying, you know, this is My body broken for you. As soon as everyone receives the bread, we're going to partake. And then Jim's going to sing a song, and then we'll take the wine, the grape juice, fruit of the vine, something like that. Thank you. So Jesus took the bread. He said, this is my body. It's being broken. It's broken. Let's take the bread remembering what he did for us. New covenant. He said, hey guys, I'm going to drink this with you again in heaven, but this is the last time I'll do it here on earth. Remember this. This is my blood being shed. It's purchased you eternity with me in my glory. When you drink it, remember that. Remember it. Take and drink. I encourage you, hang out a little while with those that will be coming in for the second service and get to know those that are coming. So we'll stay one church. And also, I encourage you guys, we have a shortage of children's ministry speakers. We need to be about God's kingdom. You guys that are mature in the Lord, if you were going to a denomination church, you would go to a Sunday school and then you would go to church. You would be spending 2.5 hours probably in church. Come to a service and then serve. In the second one. Be wonderful. We need you. If God puts it on your heart. Let's go. Go ahead. Let's worship. Last verse. Let's stand up and sing the last verse. Yeah.